Phryne sat in her front parlour, arrayed in a crimson peignoir, looking down at a sleeping Ember, who was curled up in blissful content on her lap. She inhaled the autumn breeze which wandered through her open window, bringing the scents of salt, seaweed, and languor. Seated at an easel on the other side of the fireplace, a thin young woman was putting the final touches to her portrait. The painter wore the obligatory cap, from which a few stray black hairs had escaped their confines. She was wrapped in the customary artist's smock, an austere grey, which had far fewer daubs of paint on it than was usual. Stroking Ember's blissfully purring charcoal head, Phryne watched Miss Carson. Neat was what she was. Her thin lips pursed from time to time, her slate-grey eyes flickered back and forth, and her brush dipped into the globs of paint on her palette with all the precision of a sparrow picking up crumbs from the ground. "I think that will do," Miss Carson declared. "Would you like to have a squiz?" Phryne rose and proceeded to the canvas. Miss Carson gave her a quick grin. "What do you think?" Phryne admired. She saw herself in her peignoir, smiling complacently and looking down at her sleeping black kitten. Phryne's gold-framed mirror was strategically placed so that it was a double portrait. A second Phryne and Ember looked out from within the glass. The surrounding background was a sage green which did not reflect her own jazz-coloured walls. Miss Carson pointed with a paint-stained finger. "I thought your actual wallpaper would be too distracting, Phryne." "I see. It's beautiful. I hope Madame likes it." Phryne had agreed to sit at the urging of her friend, Madame Charpentier, who intended to make a print of the painting to use for the box of her new chocolate assortment. "I think she's calling this collection Dark Lady, which I suppose I am. I hope she's paying you for this." Miss Carson took off her smock, folded it, and deposited it into her capacious satchel. "Of course. She said she'll invite you over as soon as the first box comes off the production line. Now, where did I put the rose matter?